Well, the Library of Congress is one of the nation's oldest cultural institutions. Preservation is one of its central missions. Jim Axelrod is here to show us why experts think that there are different ways to save things that you probably thought were new. Jim, good morning.
Well, good morning. CDs may not be the first thing to come to mind when you think of the Library of Congress, but as we learned, it houses more than 500,000 CDs. The extensive collection includes everything from music to maps. We visited the lab where researchers are destroying CDs to learn how to preserve them.
In 1982, Billy Joel's 52nd Street was the first commercial compact disc to be released. Since then, hundreds of billions of CDs have been sold worldwide. Once the latest in music technology, the CD is now a collector's item, replaced by digital downloads. But those who built up music libraries in the 80s and 90s may wonder, how long will those discs work? Something Fenella France and her team are hoping to figure out.
You can see this one, it looks pretty good.
Right.
And then this one.
Oh my.
France is the chief of preservation research and testing at the Library of Congress.
So we've kind of lost the entire reflective layer off of this.
Same
one.
CD.
Same CD.
Produced the same time.
She and her colleagues are studying CDs like this one, Paul Winter's 1987 Earthbeat album, so they can better understand how to keep them safe for posterity. It turns out not all of the biggest challenges in preserving history involve documents that are centuries old.
One would think, I need to worry about the parchment or the paper degrading, not the things from 20 years ago.
That's correct, and that's a challenge, I think. We've always focused on traditional materials, so to speak.
How long a CD will last is not as simple as how old it is. Different manufacturers use different methods with vastly different results when it comes to durability.
We'd love to be able to say, these particular discs or this specific time, these are the absolute ones at risk. We don't know how people have stored or used them over time. So all of those factors, the use, the handling, the environment, all come into play in terms of the longevity.
Which is where the idea of accelerated aging comes in. The CDs are actually cooked in these chambers, and by manipulating the humidity and the temperature, the discs can be aged a certain number of years.
The only thing that's different is how you've artificially aged them?
They were aged under the same conditions. One survived, one did not. So that's the challenge we have, that you never quite know how it's going to affect your CD.
And if you want to preserve your CD collection at home, here's a few tips.
Probably don't put any nice fancy labels onto the top of CDs.
And fair warning, you want to avoid those Sharpies.
There are some pens that they say don't cause any damage. There's a little piece in the center of the disc, and if you need to, just write in that center region.
As for preserving the library's collection, France and her team plan to test the CDs every 3 to 5 years to make sure as little as possible is lost to history.